This is GamerCast episode 336, The Sims 4. This is the show recorded on the 6th of May, 2013. Hello, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
So what's happening?
Not much.
Not much.
Not much at all. This could be a very short show. Short like last week.
Good. Stop watching videos. You're supposed to be doing the show.
I'm just
pre-watching.
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 Sex all on Grandia.
Nibble.
Now for the news.
So, first up this week, as you may guess from the title...
The Sims 4 has been announced. Oh, my God.
Yep, Sims 4 has been announced. Obviously, they've done all they can with Sims 3. They've re-released as many expansions as they can.
Yay. They are never done.
I don't know. Of course they are, aren't they? When they announce a new one, that means the other one's kind of just left alone now, right?
No, it's still sold, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still sold, but they won't be making any new expansions. Maybe. I mean, they've still got a while to make some. But who knows. New Sims 4 has been announced. Going to be coming out on Windows and Macintosh. Yep.
I'm going to make a bet.
Okay.
It requires an online internet connection all of the time.
That wouldn't surprise me. Okay. You should note your bet and we'll see.
Nah, because they're probably... They might.
It would happen.
Well, they might learn something from this, from SimCity... 5, mightn't they?
But yeah, it's coming out 2014. That's kind of all that's been said. I imagine they're probably going to show something off at E3.
E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Not been announced, of course, for consoles. Potentially they will do a console port, because does Sims 3 do a count on consoles?
It's sold.
I know people that enjoyed it and quite enjoyed playing
it. Trouble is, people who play games on consoles are... What's the word I'm looking for?
No.
Oh, the peasant scum race of gaming, you know. They put up with it, but they're not living like high class, like Captain Herbert or anything, you know.
They're going to start to stick. Well, hey, I can play on my console and I can play on my PC. But if I want to play on my PC, I have to get up because my laptop's not good enough.
I don't, because I sit at my computer.
I know. But I sit on the sofa. I like the sofa. I don't like my desk chair. It's uncomfortable. Stupid sitting on there to do PC.
Why is it uncomfortable? It's quite a nice chair.
I find it uncomfortable. I sit in a chair all day. I'd like to...
See, I don't have to sit in a chair
all
day.
Well, that's the thing. So you really like it.
So I've got no issue with sitting in a...
Whereas I enjoy sitting on the sofa because then my back gets to be curved.
Curved.
Well, curved in the in the opposite way. I know. I have a really bad posture when I sit. I'm fine when I stand, but I'm bad when I sit.
Yeah.
I'll do this at a desk. I'll lean forwards like this. And I'll be like this close to the monitor.
Well, when I'm working, I suppose I'm over the keyboard, but I don't think I've got bad posture. I certainly don't have any back problems or neck problems.
I don't have any back problems. I just happen to sit a bit funny. See, look, I'm sitting back now.
Have we got any screenshots of this game?
All I've got is a logo. I can't find the official announcement anywhere. I might just not be looking hard enough.
This isn't an April Fool's joke, is it?
No, it's not April Fool's, is it?
Yeah, but this is EA. Oh, it's May. Review copy, please.
What was Sims 4? It's not coming out for a year.
Preview copy, please.
No actual indication to what time of year either, I must say.
Who cares? It's going to be like 60 quid with loads of DLC in it.
I don't know. Oh, it looks like they've unveiled it through EA stuff. It's only announced 4 hours ago. IGN here says they've confirmed it will allow for offline play.
Wow.
I like that it's come to a time where they have to confirm that they're going to do... something. It looks like they officially announced it on the EA website. Today we are revealing the fact that Sims 4 has come to PC and Mac in 2014. On the beat, whatever the beat is.
So no screenshots then?
Nope. You get a logo, they're teasing you, so you don't get to see what it's even going to look like. Show your excitement for the game on Twitter with the hashtag, hashtag the Sims 4. Comments are, no.
If you want me to promote your game, I want money, yeah?
One of the best simulation games, yeah.
Yeah, far better than Farming Simulator.
There we go. Someone complaining about SimCity. Someone saying, is this a joke? There you go. Yes, please, show us pics.
Yeah. At the end of the day, The Sims is a really good concept of the game, and I've actually probably played a fair bit.
I played a lot of The Sims.
Over time.
It was one of our first PC games.
To be honest, if they didn't release all the expansion packs, I'd probably feel a lot better about it.
Well, yeah, because if you felt that they weren't just making a little bit of content and then saying, okay, 3 months' time you get this new thing you can do, 3 months' time you get this new thing you can do. Even though they're a bit further apart than that, aren't they, actually?
Yeah, nowadays, you know, Sims 2 is probably the worst. And then The Sims 3 sort of calmed down.
Like, back with the original Sims, I thought all the expansions were great, but when it came to Sims 2, I felt like they were just shoving them out, and I couldn't be bothered with them anymore, most of the time. Then I haven't really properly played a Sims game since the first one. I played Sims 2 a fair bit. I didn't play Sims 3 that much.
I didn't. But likewise, I probably played the first one the most. With its poor pathfinding and all these issues.
Next up, Total War Rome 2 news. We missed this off last week, so I thought I'd mention this week. They announced their final faction for Rome 2. For Rome 2 release, called Pontus.
No doubt they're getting on the DLC bandwagons.
Well, they've announced as well, as because Paul said this kind of stuff, Pontus will be available day one through a free content update to the core Total War Rome 2 game. So they're not going to be actually in the box, they'll just be a download or whatever. They look like they're
beep.
Posh people. They've got quite good armor on them. It's got quite, I don't know what it's about though, ambition, independence, profit.
That's their lame kind
of... They sound like Ferengis.
Yeah, I need to like emphasize this fact, because every one of their races or civilizations have this lame tagline, and can I just go on record and say it's a lame I mean, what's it trying to be like, the flipping Skylander characters? Hail to the whale and all these other stupid things. I mean, come on, it's like for children. You're trying to sum up this faction in like 3 words. Give it a rest. You can't.
Well, according to this, they're kind of along a river, so they've got a trade route, as well as a military focus on infantry and warships.
See, this is what puts me off about Rome.
What's that?
All these hobo factions that were wiped out by the Romans.
What, like the German guys that wear the wolves?
It's like, these are all the other playable factions in the game.
Who are you going to play as? Rome.
Rome.
Well, then you can play someone and see if they have a chance of beating you. Well, of course, it shouldn't happen if they didn't beat... Well, yeah, whatever. You'll still play it though, won't you?
Well, yeah, that's one of the good things of Shogun. Who the hell are all these random people? It could have been fictional.
Because you know nothing about Japanese history.
But because of that, it was relatively, well, I'm not going to say balanced, but it didn't feel massively one-sided. Like, obviously, probably...
Because you didn't know who you were playing.
Yeah, because a lot of the factions, like, I mean, no doubt they were the same sort of random hobos who occupy a river. And then you've got Rome, who occupied a whole of Eurasia. Great. Fantastic, yeah.
So, yeah, that's all the factions announced for the game's release. Still no word on the release date.
But of course, the best thing to do with the Rome games is you play as Rome in your skirmish battle, and you just have thousands and thousands of these native hobos charge at your lines and get killed. That is the best thing about it. It doesn't need to be balanced. You just go in there and, oh look, you've got, you know, 2,000 of your own guys versus 40,000 of these hobo people with no weapons. Sweet. We've got a massacre.
Honestly, that's what you like, massacre.
Yeah, why else do you think I've been playing Black Gaming 2 lately?
I have watched you play it. You are completely evil.
Oh, look, here's all my people. Catherine, would you like me to kill some of them?
And I'm like, no,
and just pick up 500 of them and chuck them across the map.
Paul's like, meteor strike or fire strike or whatever the hell you did. And you were like, oh, they're not dying. I'm just going to pick them up and throw them. I was like, I'm going downstairs.
Well, I can always make more people. Disciple breeder, disciple breeder. Disciple, right, you've all had one kid, right. Chuck you in the torture pit now. I'm playing it through as evil at the moment. I'll play it through as good.
Do you play it through as good?
Yeah, most of my play is actually good, because okay. It's really hard to play the game as evil, because I'm like, my people want something.
That's usually how games are balanced, when they're evil and good. It's much harder to play as evil. Okay, so next up, Nintendo announced something which wasn't at through a Nintendo Direct presentation, you know, which is the first in ages, but Game of Wario. So this was shown off for the Wii U back when it was at E3 and other events last year, yep.
Did you just say Game of Wario?
Game and Wario.
Oh, so not like Game of Thrones?
No.
With
no,
Wario.
No. So it's Game and Wario, so an ampersand, is that how you, is that what you call it yet? So the little and symbol for anyone that doesn't know what ampersand
an
is.
And symbol.
And?
Oh. Ich bin und and.
Okay, I see. So, yeah, they've officially announced details on Game Wario because it was a bit up in the air of what it was. I think it was either 3 or 4 games that I played when I was at an event. It's coming out on June 28th. Of course, mainly utilising the gamepad controller. What I found quite funny is with their announcement of this, there are... What does it say about it? In single player... What does it say? Well, pretty much there's 12 minigames in it. And I was like, oh, I made 12 minigames in my game. In 2 days. And this is taking the ages. Although, of course, you know, it's polished and everything. But yeah, there's 12 games in single player. Including Camera, which I played, which was quite good. Hopefully the Wii doesn't fall out of sync like it... Well, the gamepad doesn't fall out of sync when I played it.
I had someone moaning about the Wii today.
Yeah.
The Wii U.
So in Camera, you've got to find people within an environment. So similar to the minigame in Wii Play, you've got to take a picture of people that are wanted criminals. There's a game called Gamer. You play 9-Volt, who's the kind of 8-bit kid. Who needs to... Or he wants to get out of his bedroom? Keep an eye on the TV screen, which shows 9-Volt's bedroom, because... What else did I play? So there's one called Disco, there's Artwork, Fruit. I played one where I was skiing. But yeah, 12 games. It's got multiplayer as well. Where also, for example, Artwork has up to 5 players sketching in a game. It's not really the same as kind of original Wario, really. Because the great mentality of WarioWare games was you're just playing and you just get these random things by the 10th level, 9th level, depending on which game you're playing, and then as proceeding through the rest of the game, you get a boss fight, you complete that level. You play through that character again and again and again to unlock all the minigames. This is just, here you go, you've got 12 to play, you know. You get to play those. It just feels like there's not much in it. I don't know, it just seems weird. Don't you find that strange? I mean, you haven't played the WarioWare games before.
Me?
No.
Of course I have.
Have you? On what?
Wii or something.
Oh, really? Oh, wait. Maybe you did with me. I don't know, I just find it a bit strange. It feels like not a proper WarioWare game. I mean, it might be different to what I'm thinking from how they're explaining it. It's a bit hot in here, isn't it?
It's not too hot. The trouble is, it's 20 minutes in and we're on the third news item. I thought this was going to be a short show.
Well, I was just talking. I'm almost finished this third one and the other ones are quick.
That's what you said about all of them.
Yeah, I'm just a bit confused to what they're doing with this WarioWare game. But yeah, it's coming out 28th of June in Europe. Has 16 games in total, which includes like multiplayer things as well. Yeah, doesn't sound like a proper Wario.
Are Nintendo even still in business?
Yes. Yeah. It sounds like it's almost dumbed down for the Wii U.
Oh, God, dumbed down. How can Nintendo dumb down anymore?
I mean, I might have a different opinion when I see the actual game, but we'll see when it comes out. Lego news. So, Lego Star Wars The Yoda Chronicles has been released for iOS. So, they're doing a specifically iOS series of Lego games, which are based around the Clone Wars. It was released on the 4th of May because the stupid May the 4th be with you stuff.
Well, Revenge of the 5th.
So, yeah, you could download that now. It's also going to be released on Android devices as well later on in the year. But yeah, so they're starting to make LEGO games exclusively for platforms, well, for mobile platforms. But usually the mobile kind of handheld ones aren't usually as good anyway.
Well, no, they're massively cut down.
And then they released a video for LEGO Marvel Super Heroes. Am I the only person that feels like there's too many LEGO games now?
I know.
You know? You know what?
I know.
Okay.
But these LEGO games are doing my flipping nutting.
Like, it makes sense to have, in some ways, a LEGO Marvel game. Like, they, I mean, of course they did Batman. But with Marvel superheroes, you have got a wide variety of characters you can use. But otherwise, I'm just a bit... I'm slightly sick of it.
Grasping at straws.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, nobody buys the LEGO games anymore.
Do they not? Marvel Superhero, well, LEGO Marvel Superheroes is going to be coming out on 360, PS3, Wii, Wii U, Nintendo DS, 3DS, PlayStation Vita, and PC in the autumn. You can check out the trailer. You get to see a few of the Marvel characters that are in it. If you're a Marvel fan, I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Nope.
But I enjoyed LEGO Star Wars.
Yeah, the first one.
I enjoyed that. I mean, they're fun to play, but you pick them up and play them for like 10 minutes and you're kind of a bit bored. So the next thing, Sega All-Stars. So it's kind of in the Sega All-Stars line of characters. So First Figures are announcing a range of Sega All-Stars figures, which is really cool because the first figure they're making is a Ryu Hazuki, which is the character from Shenmue. I wear a hoodie, which is like his jacket. With a tiger on it?
Shenmue.
So,
as I like to pronounce, shut up.
Shenimumu, wasn't it?
Shenimumu is the second one.
Oh, okay. Shenimue, is that the first one?
Shenmue's the first one.
Oh, okay.
Well, Shenmue sounds stupid. You need a Sheni in there, don't you?
Yeah. So it's a sixth scale, is that what it means? 1/6? 1/6 scale. I'm never sure what those things.
What are you talking
about?
But
it's 12 inches in height. So it's a figure of Ryu, and it'll be like, is that 12 inches? Something like that? Is 12 inches like a foot? How much is a foot?
A foot is, funnily enough, 12 inches.
Oh, there you go. So he's a foot high. Cast in polystone and painted by hand. That can sometimes be a bit iffy. He's in his ready for action style, which I imagine is like his fist up, which is like from all the promotional stuff. And there'll be an exclusive version available, which includes a base that's supposed to be the Phoenix Mirror, which is one of the items within the games. Well, within the first game, and you can bring it over to the second game if you ever save. Coming out fourth quarter of this year, and they're going to be announcing more figures in the coming months. Jagged Alliance news, just an update on their Kickstarter. For now, well, one thing they've now added is that if you contribute over $5, you receive a collection of all the previous Jagged Alliance titles, well, of previous Jagged Alliance titles, which includes Jagged Alliance, Jagged Alliance Deadly Games, Jagged Alliance 2, and Jagged Alliance Unfinished Business, all with Windows 7 support.
So many terrible games.
But yeah, so as long as you just give over $5, you can get all those games for free.
No.
But I believe they've already got a fair bit. They made over $100,000 in 7 days. And then finally the news. So we mentioned a few weeks back about a competition where you can become a HGV driver. Now there's one in cross-promotion with Zoo Park that's coming out. And it's if you want to be a zookeeper. So if you want to... Well, so they tag it kind of weirdly with their kind of image for it. But so Zoo Park, which came out last week, is a game where you run your own animal sanctuary. And the promotion that they're running for this, they're having 5 winners who choose in-zoo experiences that include being a zookeeper, a ranger for the day, an encounter with big cats, or have an encounter with big cats, I guess, pet them. I don't know if they're allowed to pet a tiger. Are you allowed to pet tigers?
You can pet it if you want.
Don't know what it'll do. Wildlife photographer or a junior zookeeper for the day. Obviously, so someone quite young for that one. If you go on iwanttobeazookeeper.com, I believe, you just have to answer the questions. So similar to the HGV one, you answer questions. You have to be over 12, reside in the UK, and it's running until October 31st. So if you like animals, can enter this and try and get another thing.
I want my HGV license.
Have you applied?
No.
Oh, I think you got to apply.
No, but I expect it in the post.
You got until the 31st of August to apply for that.
Okay, let's start pressing buttons on my keyboard.
But yeah, that's it for the news this week, because there's not too much news going on in the gaming world. I think everything's kind of leading up to May 21st for Microsoft's reveal of whatever they're revealing. And then, of course, E3. Which is where everything's going to be spoken about. Except for Nintendo stuff, because they're not having a press conference.
Yeah, what do you do on Nintendo? As a Nintendo non-shareholder, you guys should exit the hardware business.
They're doing okay with handheld, though. They've got the main handheld market, haven't they?
Well, I meant the Wii U.
No.
It's gone. It's kaput. Game over, man. Game over.
It's time for...
Name...
That...
Game.
The last week, everyone would have heard this.
You break it, you buy it, just saying.
I think I got that wrong, but I really know what it is.
What do you actually think it is?
I don't know, but it's so familiar. That voice is so familiar.
Well, what do you think it is?
I don't know. I guessed the K, didn't I? I don't know if that's right.
So you think you can change your guess?
No, I'll keep my guess there.
No, you can change it.
No, I'll keep it there.
No, you can change it.
No, I'll keep it as the cave.
Okay, the answer was actually the cave.
Yeah. I could swear that sounded like... Yeah, but I wasn't 100% sure. Yeah, I got one right. I get the GZ.
Nobody else got it right.
I get the GZ.
No, you don't. Nobody else got it right. If we're not getting Counter-Strike, you don't get no GZs
but
for the rest of the year.
Paul, please.
The chat room says, well done, that's all you're going to get.
Thank you, chat room, as Paul is not giving me the GZs.
This week, we've got something... I won't just play it.
Distract unsuspecting enemies with your D20, nerd.
Does it say distract... unwanted enemies with your D20, nerd?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell that is.
It's a first-person shooter.
Okay.
Set in 2007.
Okay. Any more hints?
No, because if I give any more, I'd probably give it away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was going to say the name of the character, but I think you might know the name of the character.
What about any other kind of clues? Platforms?
It's multi-platform.
New, old?
Recent.
Recent. Set in 2007. You're D20 nerd. It's completely thrown me off.
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, if anyone listening knows what it is, feedback at gamercast.net. Or leave a comment on our website at gamercast.net. On this week's episode, and if you guess correctly, you will get the GZs. You'll find out the answer next week. Catherine isn't really saying anything yet, so...
No, I'm not really sure what it is. Apparently I know what the character is. It's set in 2007. It's a weird date for something to be set.
Okay, I'll say one of the characters' names.
Okay.
Rex.
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 Rex. That's his first name. Rex.
The Blood Dragon's not set in 2007, is it?
What's her name?
I think the character's called Rex in that.
I don't know. What if I say his name's Ben? Ben 10 Omniverse. So what are you guessing?
I don't know.
Well, Blood Dragon's set in the future, isn't it? So.
But it's 80s future.
Well, then it would be like 1999 or 2000, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I have a feeling it's like 2070 something. Is it 2007? I don't know. I'm not sure. That thing saying about a D20 is completely throwing me off. I'm just like, I don't know. I know what a D20 is. I have some on my desk downstairs. But I don't know why when a game would mention that. It's okay. I'm unsure this week.
Okay, so yeah, if you think you know what it is, get the guess to me before next week. Mm-hmm. You can obviously guess later, but that's kind of dumb. Oh, chat room's got a couple of guesses. Let's just jot those down. Yeah, so we'll do
I think he might mean the third one. That's what I was saying.
Doesn't really matter what game he means, does it? I guess it's Fallout. I didn't even know the character in Fallout was called Rex.
You played loads of Fallout. You almost finished it, didn't you? You said one of the DLCs left.
I had Mothership Zeta half done and I didn't start Broken Sword or Shield or whatever it is. But I've still got the save game knocking about. So I will finish it one day when I can be bothered and remember what the f*** is going on.
Releases this week.
So, we've only got two releases coming out this week.
Ooh.
First one up is Persona 4 Arena. So
I thought this already came out.
This was supposed to be coming out back last year. But it's coming out this week. If you buy it from Game, you get a lovely yellow vinyl disc.
A vinyl, as in a record.
Record, as well as a standard CD soundtrack as well. You can also buy it directly from Arc System Works or Zen United. I can't remember what their website is. You can buy their limited edition direct from them, which has a jigsaw puzzle and some badges and stuff. Or you can just buy standard edition from anywhere else. I imagine there won't be a huge amount of them about because it's one of these games that I don't think they'd make that many copies of. But it's a beat 'em up 2D made by the creators of BlazBlue.
If you want to call it Blaze, you put E in it.
With the art direction from Persona 14. Looks cool. Beat 'em up. Their combo stylings are quite funky. But yeah, so that's coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. And then next up, we've got a retail release of a compilation of episodes of
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead, as Bordy said. So this is the first season of The Walking Dead made by Telltale Games. We're not getting anything special over here. It's just a standard copy. Comes out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC.
Where's Rick?
If you haven't bought the episodes yet, you can pick it up in a nice season box. Otherwise, you can, of course, buy them all through Xbox Live Arcade, PSN, or Steam.
Sean.
But yeah, so that's all that's coming out this week.
Sean. I'm heavy rain broken. Sean!
I forgot about that.
Well, you should know that whenever I start saying Sean, I change it into Sean.
Okay.
It's obviously a reference to Heavy Rain.
Awesome Heavy Rain. I'm looking forward to Beyond Two Souls whenever it comes out.
See, maybe if they released it on the PC, I could enjoy it.
Well, they had exclusivity, didn't they?
So they can fuck off.
Which is why they never made another DLC pack, because we want you to make a Move version. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, Move, because, yeah, that did alright, didn't it?
I wanted more DLC. The Taxidermist DLC was like one of the best bits of Heavy Rain, and they didn't then make any more. They made a Move version. I didn't want to play it with Move.
Nah, fuck Move.
So I'm just like, well, I'm looking forward to Beyond though. Hopefully they've done a good job with that.
Maybe it'll be on PC. yeah, so that's it for this week. We'll be back next week with my review of The Sims 4.
See you next week.
So we'll catch you guys later.